Hello, everybody. Or hello, just me, because I don't have any listeners. But that's okay for now. Never know what it might become. My name is Jamal Schumann, and I'm just your average guy. Nobody special. Nobody with special abilities or anybody to really look up to. Just your average Joe, hoping to create something or nothing. I like recording myself. I do it from time to time. So I decided to just start doing something like this and maybe put it out there one day, like I'm doing today. I want to call it the Make Your Movement Podcast. The name doesn't have to stick, but let's see where it goes. But Make Your Movement, basically just making your life what you want it to be. Becoming the main character in your story and the main protagonist in your story. Something like that. Something really cheesy. You guys get the drift. A little about me is, like I said, nobody really special, just an average person. I drive for Uber. I'm in college, but not really sure what I want to do, so I'm usually in and out. I'm super into fitness. I'm a giant fitness buff, just like everybody else. But it's basically consumed my life. I am competing in my first bodybuilding competition in July. It's actually happening. I got a coach, I got everything. So I make sure it goes down this time. Been working out for roughly 10 years. Started out by playing football. I wasn't really a football guy, but I just fell in love with working out, and I just pushed it. I was 130 pounds, maybe, as a junior in high school. Left 150-something pounds. Then every year at high school, I just kept gaining weight. Got super serious about working out maybe 4 years ago, and on point with everything about, I want to say, a little close to a year now. So I'm really excited for my up-and-coming competition. And maybe I can use this to talk about it. That'd be pretty cool. My plan here is maybe just talk to myself, motivate myself, listen to my ugly-ass voice. And you never know who might run into it one day. It'd be pretty cool if it does become something. If it doesn't, I might have me and a friend listen to it and laugh. Not a big deal. Looks like the time's gonna be up, so. Oh, no, it just kept going. You're now recording long form audio. Oh, it's pretty cool. Just figuring this thing out. So, this is not gonna just be like a motivational page, because I'm not into all that. Every time I try to make something, it ends up turning into that, because I'm kind of cheesy. And as much as I tell some of my friends, I'm not just trying to be like a motivational guru kind of dude. They all make fun of me because that's kind of what I end up doing all the damn time. What I do want is just kind of like a community. It's always been my dream to create a community. And I'm not at the forefront of the community. I'm just kind of creating this little thing. And I kind of want everybody to be a part of it. Just random people. It doesn't matter. Just people to contribute to something and build kind of our own little society. Just place to feel safe or a place to debate. You know, just some clean fun. I'm not one of those guys that are into politics. I'm not one of those guys that are just into like certain things that people get heavy into. And have strong arguments. I'm pretty open-minded. You guys will find out pretty fast. If I listen to one podcast about somebody thinking one way and they drop facts and knowledge, I'm going to start thinking that way till I hear another podcast dropping facts and knowledge about the other side. Then I come up with my own conclusion. It's just, I'm just one of those dudes. If I don't research something myself and somebody drop some like knowledge about something, I probably end up thinking that way, which is not a good thing. Which is why it might benefit me by building this community. It'd be pretty cool. So, what are my plans? So, my first recording got kind of fucked up because my finger got tired. So, where was I? What my plan is. So, basically, what I'm trying to do is, I'm just excited for my up-and-coming show. I've never really been the type to kind of like have a big goal and just do it. And this is going to be like my first main thing in my life, which might be sad, but for me, you know, it's a big thing. And hoping to make a living off of something in fitness and in bodybuilding, classic physique, if you know it or you don't know it. Physique is basically like the Hollister model type dudes, no disrespect. Classic physiques are like the smaller bodybuilders, kind of looking like Arnold Schwarzenegger. And bodybuilders are like the freak shows. Not, again, no disrespect. It's just kind of what it is, best way to explain. Classic physique is my dream, but whatever my body type fits best is probably what I'll do. So that's one thing. Another is, after I get my personal training certificate, hopefully try to build something for, or a platform in many ways. One way, maybe I'd say, which will be easier to start and a lot funner for me, is something for like younger kids, like 9th grade, 10th grade, 8th grade, you know, the kids that needs just special attention in like certain sports. Because I've always been that kid that never got attention in any sport I played, ever. Like, the only way I got attention is dead ass just being the hardest worker. Because I used to be so mad and so frustrated that I wouldn't be getting even noticed. That I would work so hard that I had to be noticed. But I wouldn't be noticed because I was good. It's just, I'd be an example because I was a hard worker. It's a good thing, it's a bad thing, it's all relative. It doesn't matter. But my goal is to help these kids that just feel like they just need that extra help to kind of get noticed a little bit. And I don't want to just teach them like in the sport. I kind of want to teach them the whole thing in life. Because I feel like that's what a lot of coaches lack. They never taught us about diet. They never taught us about morals, like, you know, that we can use from day to day. And I kind of want to be like that, you know, a little coach in all aspects. So that'll be one thing. And another thing is to one day create a community, like I'm trying, the Make Your Movement. It could be Make Your Movement, it might be Hero Movement. I've tried with that already. But the Make Your Movement will basically be a community where we all get together and grow as individuals. I want everybody to grow. This is not for me to, I don't want to sell anything. I'm not trying to be a millionaire. I just kind of want to be happy and pay the bills, you know. But I don't even have a product at the moment. I don't have anything at the moment. That's why I'm cool with just trying to make a community. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, like I said, nobody's gonna hear about it anyways. Don't matter. So that's basically it. That's it. I didn't really write anything down. I kind of just recorded. Didn't even know what I was going to say. And I don't even know how long I got. But I guess let me leave myself with this. Just got to kind of just stop sleeping with my regrets. And For example, every night before I go to sleep, I know I didn't do this, 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 and this. And I'm just sleeping with my regrets. And I'm like, tomorrow I'm going to wake up and do this, this, and this, and this. I end up waking up late, not doing it, not doing it, not doing it. The only thing I really am doing is like eating my meals. We're getting ready for my show. But I think right now it's not a big deal because it's so easy because I'm not doing nothing else. I'm driving for Uber. I stopped caring about my classes since they're online. I haven't even been doing them. Be dead ass. And it's just, I feel like it's easy. Just all I gotta do is cook all my meals and eat them. If I don't do that, I buy them, which is being lazy, but that's what I do. Another reason I kind of want to start something, because when I have people that depend on me, I rise up. I don't do shit for myself. I picked up on that a while ago. I'm the type that kind of does it for somebody else, which is, it may not be the best thing, but that's another reason I'm going to create this. We all got to learn to just do it for ourselves. And I kind of think that's why the hero movement never really worked out. I had something called hero movement, like I said earlier, and it was basically about being your own hero in your movie, in your life. And I never really played that part. I played everybody else's hero. And I kind of like that. You know, I'm learning to put myself first. I've been doing it. It's hard, because I'm not gonna lie, I've already been losing friends. I've only been doing it for like 3 months, and I already, people started calling me flake and all this shit, and I'm just working on myself, and they want to use all the excuses. But sometimes in life, things just happen where it kind of buckles you down. You know, you hit some kind of rock bottom. It's easy to stand on. Another corny thing I say. Oh, it's dumb as hell. Whatever. You guys know what I mean. But I lost my point. Yeah, I never really been the type to just put myself first. If I depended on myself, I've been dead. I'm not gonna even front. So hopefully this does become something. Hopefully somebody does listen to this. Hopefully it grows a little bit. If I got 10 people, I got 10 people listening, and we all just talking, being cool, that'd be cool, you know? That'd be cool. Just something, man. We're gonna make a movement. Just have people all around. People repping straight up. That'd be dope. Just making movements, man. Just doing work. Just everybody waking up, just hype, just monsters, savages, just drooling, man. I want just men, women, boys, girls, I don't give a damn. Everybody, all front line, ready to go to war. Just savages. World won't know what hit them. Be like, damn, what the hell is going on? Who are these people? Just taking over. Everywhere they're just taking over. Just make your movement, baby. It's what, who we is. It's what we does. I don't know. But I'm going to be done with this stupid shit. I'm going to call it that. So let's